AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. The National Transportation Safety Board says the engineer driving an Amtrak train was not using his cell phone just before the train derailed at high speed in Philadelphia last month, killing 8 people and hurting another 200. Senate Commerce Committee Chairman, South Dakota Republican John Thune, says there is a need for Amtrak to improve its safety systems.
Speed was a factor in this derailment, and human error may have contributed to the excessive speed, underscoring the importance of train control technology and other strategies to address this accident risk.
Previously, investigators said they did not find any mechanical problems with the train. President Obama could decide today to send additional U.S. troops to Iraq to help train government forces there. AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Meghani reports from the Pentagon.
The move would be designed to boost the training of Iraqi forces in Anbar province, where Islamic State militants hold the provincial capital of Mosul and the key city of Fallujah. The decision would add another U.S. training site, which an American official says would require between 400 to 500 U.S. troops, allowing more Iraqis to join the fight.
House Speaker John Boehner tells reporters the president doesn't seem to have an overall plan to deal with strategic threats in the region.
I support the tactical move the president's taking, but where's the overarching strategy to deal with the largest state sponsor of terrorism in the region, Iran, and to deal with ISIL and all of their related groups?
Police are back to searching homes near a New York State prison where two convicted murderers used power tools to escape last weekend. Search yesterday in a town about 30 miles from the prison turned up no sign of the two. Governor Andrew Cuomo says David Sweat and Richard Matt must have had help in their escape. Many of the guards and civilian workers at the prison have been questioned by investigators. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 254. This is AP Radio News. The government is warning of possibly catastrophic western wildfires this summer. Carlotta Bradley has more.
The Agriculture and Interior Department say the Southwest and Northwest are especially at risk. Federal fire managers say heavy precipitation in May reduced the likelihood of wildfires this month across much of the country, but the danger will increase from July through September. Officials say federal firefighting costs are expected to range from $1.1 to $2.1 billion. Southern Arizona and drought-stricken California are said to be especially vulnerable to large, costly fires. I'm Carlotta Bradley.
A Georgia prosecutor has dismissed murder charges against a 23-year-old woman accused of inducing an abortion by taking pills. Daugherty County District Attorney Greg Edwards says Kenlicia Jones has been released from jail, but she still faces a misdemeanor charge of dangerous drug possession. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.